Clarify the concept, explain the concept, which is known as bracha, bracha levatala, bracha shenin tzricha. So, the person says Shem Shemayim levatala, not in the context of a bracha. Shem Shemayim levatala is Hashem's name for no purpose at all. He's urban asay. The pasuk says, "Es Hashem alkechotira." Person has to have yira from Hashem. That includes that the person will not be comfortable saying his name for no purpose. That's saying Hashem Shemayim levatala, not in the context of a bracha. Person says Hashem Shemayim, not levatala. He wants to praise Hashem, so it's not considered levatala. That's not also. That's mutter. Some Zohar talks about that they had people who would write poetry to praise Hashem, and the poetry was written with the Shem Hashem. You're allowed to say it with the Shem Hashem. It's Miras and Shabbos. It's not wasn't the Kanas Chazal. So what are you doing? You're allowed to say the Shem Hashem. There's no question. You're allowed to say Shem Hashem. We're saying in the context of praising the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Person is singing Tehillim. You're saying Shem Hashem. That's not a problem. You're saying Shem Hashem. You're allowed to. You're supposed to. Some people refrain. Some people refrain because they're concerned. Maybe they're not going to have the right kavanah. But Mikir didn't. There's no question. A person can say, according to many people, he should say the Shem Hashem when he's saying Zmiras. Came along this new din that the person is saying it not in the context of just saying Shem Hashem. He's saying in the context of a bracha. So first glance, what's the problem? Kodesh Baruch Hu is blessed. Hashem is wonderful. He's mitzalachim in aretz. I'm not eating any bread right now. Standing in the middle of the day, no bread. Baruch Hashem is Baruch Hashem that he makes bread. I'm saying Hashem's name as a form of shevach to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chazal said there's a lack of recognizing that they were talking this in the context of thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for the food. When you're doing that, you have an extra level, and they want you only use it in that oifen, not any other oifen. So therefore, there's a problem of bracha levatala. According to most Rishonim, that's the Gemara calls it Yarba Lasisa. It's an asmachta. It's a rabbanon. Being saying bracha levatala in rice is mutter. It's not. It's Hashem lekachotira. You're praising Hashem. So it's mutter mitaraisa. It's mutter, totally mutter. But mirabon, we don't want you doing it. The Rambam, the sense of the Rambam holds is it's a deraisa. First is a bracha levatala. He's already said deraisa. Now the two types of bracha levatala. One is a bracha levatala. The person just saying it has no effect of a bracha at all. There's another one which is called bracha shenin tzricha. When I say the bracha is true, the bracha is valid, but there was no need to do that. The person is about to eat the meal. He waits another 30 seconds, he'll say hamotzi and eat all the food. He picks up a French fry and he makes a bracha of the French fry. Pasha couldn't help us. So, in another 30 seconds, you're going to say hamotzi and you wouldn't have to say bracha of the French fry because it's part of the meal. That's called bracha shenin tzricha. There's no need to do that. There was no need to do that. That was incorrect to do. That's also aser. I remember Lysisa, that pasha is not Lysisa. Mishabur says, let's say a person is, the meal's not starting for another few minutes, and he's actually hungry right now, and he wants to eat something. That's not bracha shenin tzricha. But right now I want to eat, and the meal's not ready to start. I can wait 5 minutes, but I don't want to wait 5 minutes. I'm hungry right now. And that's not bracha shenin tzricha. But it's a mamash, you're ready to start the meal, and the person picked it up. That's called bracha shenin tzricha. A person should not do that. So there's a mitzvah, say, the rice of Hashem lekechotira, not to say Shem Shemayim lebatolo. That does not apply to bracha shenin tzricha. It's not to bracha levatala because it's not levatala. You're saying in the context of a bracha. Anytime you say Hashem's name with a shevach, it's not. You're not over that. I'll say there's a new halacha bracha shenin tzricha, which according to most Rishonim is the rabbanon. According to Rambam, that's the raisa. And there's a third area of bracha shenin tzricha, not a bracha levatala, bracha shenin tzricha, which is also awesome. Have a good morning.